It is time for sports this morning on the Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio. And yes, it was a bad day for two-thirds of the New York teams. And I'll have some comments on the Giants in just a few moments. But reviewing the week, of course, on Thursday Night Football, the Ravens over the Buccaneers, 27-22. Now, yesterday, the Broncos beat the Jaguars, and I think that game was played in jolly old England, 21-17. The Vikings over the Cardinals, 34-28. The Cowboys over the Bears, 49-29. The Falcons over the Panthers, 37-34. The Saints over the Raiders, 24-0. The Patriots beat the Jets, 22-17. Dolphins over the Lions, 31-27. The Eagles over the Steelers, 35-13. The Titans over the Texans, 17-10. The 49ers over the Rams, 31-14. The Giants fell to the Seahawks, 27-13. The Commanders over the Colts, 17-16. And last night, Sunday Night Football, the Packers lost their fourth game in a row, 27-17. The Jets, hey, their quarterback threw a lot of interceptions and made a lot of mistakes. Their defense kept them in the game as long as they could. That's what to say about that. And the Giants, hey, the Giants, 6-1 going in. They're now 6-2 after 8 games in the season. Giant fans would have been happy with 6 wins at the end of the season, never mind halfway through the season. They were beat by a team that was at home and playing very good. And so the Giants now stand at 6-2. We're a better football team with the same roster, basically, as we had last year. We're headed in the right direction. There's no Super Bowl on tap for this team this year or next year. There's no playoffs really on tap for the team this year unless something really wild happens. But next year, that's a possibility. So both the Jets and Giants, the Jets have a far better roster of players than the Giants. So I think the Jets have a quicker chance to make the playoffs than the Giants, but both teams are playing better despite the losses this week. And, of course, the Bills are the Bills. The Bills. We used to say the Bears. Now we say the Bills. But what happened to the Rams? What happened to the Raiders? I mean, wow, what happened to the Packers? Just amazing. Amazing what's going on there. All right, let's go to the NBA. The Knicks lost to the Cavaliers 121-108. The Celtics over the Wizards 112-94. Those were the only local teams that played in the NBA last night. The Nets are just off to an absolute horrible, horrible beginning of the basketball season. In the National Hockey League, the Devils over the Blue Jackets 7-1. The Rangers got back on track. They defeated the Coyotes 3-2. That's where that stands. We'll see if there's anything else that happened yesterday. Don't think so. But I'll just scan and see. Well, the Butterfield Bermuda Championship was held in golf. I just know that John Daly was invited to play in it. He's so funny. It looks like a moonshiner out of the woods, and he can still play the game. Powers was the winner of this tournament. I don't know. I don't know anything about the tournament. The Butterfield Bermuda Championship. All right. I guess that's going to do it for sports. Not much else to talk. Oh, how could I forget? The World Series. The World Series comes to the city of brotherly love, Philadelphia. Series tied at one game apiece. The next three games are in Philadelphia, and after that, the final games will be in Houston. As I said, the teams come in tied one game apiece tonight. Houston against Philadelphia. November 1st, Houston against Philadelphia. November 2nd, Houston against Philadelphia. And then you take a couple days off, and the final games will be played in Houston. Once again, series tied up at one game apiece as they head into Philadelphia this evening. And that is a check on sports here on The Breakfast Club.